From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 6 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Jess Lurie on Paul Michael Stefani and writing a novel inspired by a serial killer. Serial killings have an outsized grip on the American imagination despite accounting for only 1% of homicides. Millions of us tune into podcasts like Crime Junkie and Morbid, binge documentaries like Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, devour books like Michelle McNamara's I'll Be Gone in the Dark. I think there's an element of self-protection to the obsession. If we learn how the predators hunt, we might be able to keep ourselves safe. Plus, there's the timeless appeal of hearing a scary story while you yourself are safe. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the best crimey short story collections in recent years. I love a short story, and as a new mom, short stories are kind of all I can read right now. I love Jonathan Ames, and I just moved through The Double Life is Twice as Good. And now I'm ready for more short crimey morsels that I can read in between feedings or with a baby in my arms. I've assembled a lot of newer short story collections here because we haven't done a roundup of that kind of thing in a while. Some of the entries on this list are stone cold crime collections, very classic. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Liv Constantine on marriage thrillers and crafting dangerous relationships in art. We've all heard the phrase "it's always the husband," but in crime fiction it could just as easily be the wife. Dangerous marriages have long been fertile ground for thriller writers. Why? Because almost everyone can relate to domestic life in one way or another, making it easy to empathize with characters when the danger comes from inside the house. The motives are endless: greed, lust, jealousy, revenge, resentment. As Paul Simon put it, there are 50 ways to leave your lover, and crime writers have found even more. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 5-page turning wilderness thrillers and nature novels. I've spent much of my career writing and editing nonfiction articles about people who venture into untamed terrain, so I'm drawn to bold and original descriptions of wild places. But the truth is that most nature writing fails to excite me, even the adventurous stuff, because it too often lacks the crackle of human conflict. Hero climbs menacing mountain, gets battered by storm, loses fingers to frostbite. No thanks. Yes, this is a superhero show from DC Comics featuring the Green Lantern, but really it's a detective show with two mismatched investigators at the center of the story, one a veteran, one a rookie, and there's a small town murder that points towards a much larger, in this case, world-threatening conspiracy. Hero climbs menacing mountain, gets stalked by maniac, loses fingers in knife fight. I'm in. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, what should you watch this weekend? A mystery lover's guide to what's new to streaming this weekend. Aaron Pierre and Kyle Chandler star, and the writing team that created the show is pretty damn impressive, too. Chris Mundy Ozark, Damon Lindelof The Leftovers, and Tom King. Up next, 6, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Shane Hawke and Theodore C. Van Alst Jr. on putting together an anthology of indigenous horror while the world burns. Mo, what's one essential lesson for editors to know before putting together an anthology? TVA, have a vision but be prepared to change it. The stories, like stories we write, sometimes change the ending on their own. SH, trust your open call. With Never Whistle at Night and its successor, we've proven that some of the strongest fiction today is coming from open calls wherein emerging writers put everything they've got into a piece. Most Big Five anthologies rely on the same familiar names, and for good reason, with maybe a slot or two for newcomers. That's today's True Crime Brief.